listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Alrighty, it is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. You're listening to the audio chat, A Gab with Ab. And we have our favorite man from down under, Rollo, Lord Rollo.
Lord Rollo. Lord Rollo.
Hello, how are you?
Good, mate. How are you doing? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for having me in my own chat. It's nice to be had.
Yeah, well, there's some things going on. Do you want to talk about?
What isn't going on? I saw your Lord Rollo on
PsyOps.
Alex Jones.
I don't know whether they're PsyOps or... I don't want to talk over you, so you...
It's okay. Sorry. Yep. We can pretend there could always be a lag between the two of us. You might not hear me. I might not hear you. It's amazing we can just interact. You're on one side of the earth and I'm on the other, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
And it works. And the communication works.
Beautiful.
If we've done nothing else as humans and scientific achievement, just being able to talk to someone on somewhere far away is amazing, I think.
I think so.
We can rest on that alone. Forget the moon. Forget all these far away science fiction ideas. We can just talk on some kind of communication device, and that's amazing to me.
Yeah, well, if you had anything to do or you know the TeamSpeak people, I can't, it's like Alex Jones. He's got his sponsors. So if you're associated with the anyone who wrote the software, TeamSpeak, high five.
No, I'm not associated at all. And it's actually probably one of many similar programs that do the same thing. I just did because someone recommended it. And it seems
well,
to work.
Whoever recommended it to you, high five that person because
that was Johann Box. Johann Box, good man.
Johann
good
man. Box.
And
well, I have spoken to him.
Fakeologist.com user. Yeah, I think he's a good guy. He came on once or twice. He's been on before. He's infrequent, but he's around.
Yep. Anyway, so did you hear about this guy ISIS set on fire and put in a cage and set on fire? Did you hear that story? Here we go. The second I want to.
Let's try that again. We got interrupted there. So we're going to just talk for a few minutes about today's PsyOps. And I think the one that Mrs. Fakeologist told me about this morning was the plane flying across the dash cam.
Yeah, I was going to get to
Taiwan
that one.
The
one before that was a guy put in a cage and set fire to. Have you heard about that one?
I heard about it. Yes.
Yeah.
I think I heard somebody talk about it. Maybe Jeff C. was talking about it on his round table last night.
Well, I was watching it on TV. I can tell you exactly what they were telling us. So a guy in Jordan, and then I went and watched it online, but a guy in Jordan gets set fire to, and there's this big kerfuffle that the Islamic State's done this, and then they've got people in Jordan. But where's the head of Jordan or the king of Jordan? He's right there talking to Obama. Right there when it happens. What sort of coincidence is that, Ab? If that isn't a coincidence, I don't know what is.
You're saying it's just part of the movie.
Yeah, of course. I'm saying it's part of the movie.
All scripted, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not like the guy got set fire to, like, the day. Like, he got set fire to back in January 3rd or 4th, they're saying. But the footage, so ISIS the only released like? It.
What's the quality of the video like? Does it look good?
It looks like rubbish. It doesn't look real to me, but they won't put it on TV anymore because, like that Charlie Hebdo shooting, they won't put that on TV anymore because it looks ridiculous. I put a guy getting shot in the head in your chat, fakeologist chat. That was from the Vietnam War, and that's a guy being shot in the head with a low caliber weapon, like a 38. And look what happens to a guy when he gets shot in the head. It's not pretty to look at. It's actually quite disgusting.
Gross.
It is gross as shit. The blood comes out like a fountain.
Yes.
But I put a
link to a pig being decapitated. They held a big bucket underneath.
Disgusting,
it to catch
all
isn't
the
it? Blood.
Oh yeah, it's horrible.
Makes you want to turn into a vegan, that's for sure.
Well, I couldn't kill a pig, mate. You stick a knife into a pig's throat and you watch the blood come out. Look, I know people that are working.
Yeah, I'll be eating celery the rest of my life if I had to do that.
Look, you don't have to eat celery. I'm not here to turn people into vegans. But I'm just saying that Charlie Hebdo shot that me and Kayham were talking about that very first day after wasn't real. And so what the mainstream or lamestream media, as Jeff C. says now, they don't even put the footage on TV anymore because they know it's so ridiculous. So coming back
well,
to
they,
that
they
one,
make the,
that...
they make the first impression, shock everybody, and then they talk about it as if it was real,
so.
And that has the same effect. It's the same effect, and then they scare people into not wanting to see it, which is great because they could probably still find it somewhere. But most people will not bother, and they'll just rely on what the media tells them to think about it. Right?
Yeah,
that's how
yeah,
it works.
I agree. Like
that's
with
how it
the
works.
Decapitation.
Good trick.
Yeah, the decapitation videos where they're in the yellow orange suits. Yeah, it's ridiculous what they're trying to get away with. But do you want to talk about the plane crash
snuff
videos?
Snuff films have been around since snuff films have been around for a long time, and you always knew someone who could get a snuff film if you wanted to watch nasty things.
Look,
I would say the percentage of the population that would actually seek out and get snuff films would probably be very, very minuscule. Like, I heard that I could get snuff films, but you know what? I don't want to watch them. So I'm
not talking about... Ab,
pursue.
Calm down. Not snuff films. There's a film, a documentary called Executions. It was made in, I think, about 1999. And it was a proper documentary. And it showed real executions. You can look it up. It's not a snuff film. It's showing, it's a documentary, and it shows people getting decapitated and in Bosnia, Herzegovina, in that war, and all sorts of atrocities that have been filmed, and people being shot in the face at close range with high-powered weapons. Now, these were documentaries, not you know, snuff films, I assume you're alluding to, there was a movie with Nicolas Cage called 8mm. Have you seen that? That concerns a snuff film.
I don't think so. Well, a snuff film 8mm. Is any film that portrays someone getting murdered or killed.
Yeah, that's right. A young girl. Yeah, it's a disgusting
real
film.
Allegedly,
about this plane crash in China? Have you seen? They've got 3 dash cam videos of this plane crash. Have you seen it?
Well, I saw one of them. It looked like a cartoon plane flying across the dash cam.
Yeah. What's
saw the
what
one.
Awesome
I posted
video
on fakeologist.com.
That's it, fakeologist.com. Look, what awesome video footage. 2 separate footage. It doesn't look remotely real to me.
No.
Does
everyone in Taiwan
think?
Drive with the dash cam?
That's it.
Because in Russia, I know a lot of people have dash cams. Apparently,
that's what I said to my wife. That's the first thing I said to my wife. Who's got dash cams in China?
In Russia, it's an insurance requirement. That's why most of the dash cam videos on YouTube are Russian, Because everyone's got one, so that increases the chances of some useful footage. I have a dash cam, and I'll tell you one thing. I've almost never captured anything useful on it. Almost never.
You've
but
never
I
had a plane
it just
fly
in case,
across?
The one time you
You've
want
never
it.
Had a plane fly across in front of you like that?
I have not even had a good wipeout in front of me with a car, and I'm driving on ice right now.
I'm happy for you, really. The less accidents you have, the better. Your life goes smoother.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. You got that right.
Well, except if you captured that plane video, how much could you have sold it to the networks for? How much would you have sold that plane footage, if it was real, to the networks for? I don't know. $500,000? What's that worth?
I don't know. I think they don't like real stuff because it's too complicated. It's easier to make it up.
It's not real. Anyway, so
this is memories of Captain Sully Sullenberger from Miracle on the Hudson. This is a recycled story, isn't it?
It certainly seems that way, because there was a whole bunch of stuff going on, and they had good cameras all ready to go, and I didn't see any bodies being dragged out. It all looked like a staged hoax to me, but that's just my... That will be just my... I just don't believe it some of the time. They try and get away with so much these days. I say they, the media.
That was another
the
lying
scumbag
well.
Media. Anyway.
That's their job.
I heard another bit of tragic news today. Tim Farris. Do you remember INXS, the band INXS?
Yes.
Apparently he lost one of his fingers in a winch. But they didn't say which hand and which finger. So he's not a classical guitarist. So
or
he
which
lost,
winch.
Yes. Yeah. Which. Look, if it was his right hand, I know he's a right-hand guitarist. Okay? So if he's still got his thumb and his index finger on his right hand, it won't affect him whatsoever. Because he's not a classical guitarist. So hopefully he's only lost one that he doesn't really need.
Does anyone care about INXS now?
I do. One of my favorite bands, mate.
Okay. Yeah. I know, but
I
today, this is 2015.
I used to work with his sister.
Does it really?
I was very close. His sister. She was lovely.
Are they relevant today?
Not really.
No.
Yeah, but I still don't like to hear that sort of news. So I believe that to be true.
News.
And, yeah.
That's
anyway,
possible.
there's all sorts of craziness going on. Some guy stabbed three soldiers in France. But that just sounds absolutely crazy to me.
Was he a Muslim?
The soldiers were guarding after that Charlie Hebdo nonsense. All these soldiers are guarding Jewish shops,
right.
And all sorts of Jewish places. And so apparently, some deranged guy, got out and stabbed these three soldiers. And then it was only two tram guards that got him down. So they didn't even kill the guy. So I don't know. It makes no sense. The news is all gone crazy. Did you hear Chris talking to Alex Jones this morning?
I even posted a link to it on hoaxbusters.com or on fakeologist.com.
There was no way
that
was Alex Jones. He was joking us.
That was Alex?
It wasn't Alex Jones. Alex doesn't talk. He doesn't say that when he talks.
Sure sounded like it.
No, it wasn't Alex Jones, but it sounded a very lot like
I haven't heard Alex in a while. Maybe he's changed.
It was very good. Whoever
you made a comment on your YouTube channel, Lord Rollo.
Yeah, that was last
John
night.
Adams.
I was having a laugh at it. I like
well,
Chris.
I actually I actually got Alex Jones to record an intro for us on fakeologist.com.
The real one.
Play it later on. Yes, he did a bumper for us.
Oh, good on you.
Yeah, Alex Jones came through.
And he recorded one for fakeologist.com.
Yes, he did, and I'll put it up.
You cross your heart. Cross your heart, hope you die. It's the real Alex Jones.
I don't hope to die ever. Not till I'm done with my work.
All right, mate. Well, that's interesting.
I'm going to post that shortly. I'm going to post a link to Alex Jones and all the information about controlled opposition that perhaps is laid out on cluesforum.info. And it's time to just chat about Alex Jones a little bit. Just like Anthony Lawson, this is an orange.
Yeah. Look, again, I know Alex Jones has got his job to do. And I enjoy listening to stuff he says. And if that Chris was really talking to Alex Jones, well, I'm sorry, I've got it wrong. But I think it was, I don't think it was Alex. It was a very, very good impression. But Alex Jones was going, and I listened to Alex Jones a lot. He doesn't do that.
Have you listened to Alex lately?
Yeah, of course. I listen to him all the time.
Oh, you do listen to him? I haven't listened to him in ages.
I still listen to him. Yep, absolutely.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, well, he's on YouTube and he's got a whole bunch of other people working for him now, but he still does his own stuff. He still carries on like a peanut, but he recently came and out and said that Sandy Hook is a synthetic terror fraud, so that's something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
He's getting better.
Well,
getting closer,
a little bit late. A little bit late, but he got there in the end.
Anyway, Rollo, I'm just rolling into my driveway. My trip improved a bit. I'm so sorry to cut this off, but I have to go eat my supper.
You bet. Hey, look, it's always a pleasure. If it's 5 minutes talking to you, Ab, or 2 hours, I don't mind. And if you've got a clip of Alex Jones saying, you're listening to fakeologist.com, I can't wait to hear it. So I'll talk to you again.
I'm going to post it. Yeah, we'll be in touch. Maybe I'll come back later on if I have a chance.
I'll hang around in the lobby. Care. See you, mate.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Good night.
Bye.
Hey, folks. Alex Jones here. You're listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com.